You are not alone on this foster care journey. This is From Foster Care to Foster Mom podcast. It's Yaya. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to From Foster Care to Foster Mom podcast. Whether you're a foster parent, once a foster child, serving in your community, or just interested in learning more, we are here for you. Keep your head to the sky. Tonight, I have the pleasure of introducing you to some beautiful young ladies who I have had the pleasure of fostering and bringing into my home for the past year and some change. They have stolen my heart. I love them to death. And without further ado, I will let them take over. Hey, ladies, how are you guys doing?
Good.
That's good. Thank you so much for joining me on this podcast tonight. It is super late, but I knew you guys were up and you guys are going to help me. And we're going to figure this thing out as far as recording. How are you guys doing?
Good.
That's good. So right now, before we get started, I want to do what is called a check-in. And basically what that means is I'm going to ask you on a scale from 1 to 10, how are you feeling right now? And I'll go with you. How are you feeling on a scale from 1 to 10?
I'm feeling a
10. All right, girl. Tell me why you're feeling a 10.
Because we get to stay up
and
watch TV.
Okay. All right. Miss Briley, how are you feeling on a scale from 1 to 10?
What?
Okay, can you tell me why, please?
Because we get to stay up, we're doing this call, see, like, everything.
All right, girl. What about you, Miss AC?
I like this call.
AC, no, she's talking about, are you happy from the scale? So, are you happy at a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10?
I happy at a 10.
All right, girl. Why are you at a 10?
Because I like how we can stay up, do this call, watch movies.
Okay.
Like this.
So we're going to go ahead and get started into our next segment. So we're going to play a game. Are you guys excited? I think I am.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to say a series of things, and you're going to answer either or. So I'm going to give you an example. If I say cats or dogs, you say dogs if you like dogs, or you say cats if you like cats, okay? So I'm going to start with you first, Tanya. Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Okay. Briley.
Oh, yay.
Cotton candy or strawberries?
Cotton candy.
All right. Miss AC.
Yes.
Do you like cats or dogs?
Cats.
All right. Pink or blue?
Pink.
Okay, how are you guys feeling? You feeling a little excited about this call?
Yes.
Okay.
So,
I want to dig into all things foster care. Now, you guys have been in my custody for quite some time now, so I want to ask you guys a few questions, and I want you to be as honest as you can. Nobody's going to judge you. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to be mad. I want you to be real and just speak your mind on how you feel, okay? So I'll go with you first, Miss Tanya. How were you feeling when you first came into foster care?
I felt scared.
Okay. And what else did you feel?
Excited.
You felt excited? Tell me why you felt excited.
Because I'm gonna meet new people.
Okay. Wow, that's a first for me. All right. What about you, Miss Briley? How did you feel coming into foster care?
So I was at a daycare. I had no clue what's going on. I felt scared, nervous.
What are you talking about?
Okay. So tell me a little bit about what happened.
So like these people at daycare said, well, you're only going to be here for a couple of days. Well, you're going to stay the night here, okay? And I said, okay. And I said in my mind, if they stay the night, I'm going to be real mad. But guess what?
What happened?
Well, it was more than night. It was like 100 years.
Wow. Well, let me tell you something. The very same thing happened to me when I was little. I was with my grandparents and we went to this place and we talked to all these people and then we went outside and they were like, oh, you're going to go to this lady's house and you're only going to spend the night and then you get to go back home tomorrow. But guess what?
You stayed there.
I had to stay there. So you know what I did, right? I cried. I screamed. I said, I want my mom. I want my grandmother, my grandfather. But they just, I can never forget that. So, Miss AC, how are you feeling?
How did I feel when I got here? I felt shy. I felt scared.
Okay.
I felt happy.
Okay. Tell me why you felt all of those things. Why did you feel scared?
Because I was scared that I felt like my sister wasn't here.
Okay. Well, how did you feel when you saw your sister?
Fine.
You felt fine? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you guys to tell me one good thing that you have experienced living here with me. And then I want you to tell me one bad thing. So I'll go with you first, Tanya. Tell me one good thing that you'll always remember, and then tell me one bad thing.
One good thing is I'm going to remember that I have new sisters and I have a great family.
Okay. All right. Now tell me something bad, or for lack of better words, let's say bad.
Well,
tell me something that you wish could be different.
I had to leave my favorite balloon.
You had to leave your favorite balloon?
Yes.
What balloon is that?
Princess.
Aww. Okay. What about you, Ms. Briley? Tell me one good thing and one bad thing.
Well, one good thing is that we're going home soon in June.
Yeah, but I'm saying tell me one good thing that you liked about being here.
Oh. Well, one good thing is that whatever we ask for, you give it to us.
Oh, my. Girl, say that again.
Whatever we ask for, you give it to us.
And I think you guys use that to your advantage, don't you?
No.
So tell me one bad thing. Do you have anything that you wish could have been different, or something that maybe I could work on for future foster kids that may come stay with me when you guys go home?
So if you get anyone foster kids, if it's a baby, make sure none of the other foster kids drop it.
Okay. Is there something that you think I need to work on as a mother? Is there something you think I could do differently?
No.
No? So do you guys think I'm doing a great job?
Yes. You're a great mother.
Oh, thank you.
When you have kids, your kids are going to love you.
Oh, my gosh. Aren't you guys so sweet?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for saying that. I really, really love you guys. And I'm really glad we got to have this conversation. It is approaching 10 minutes now, so I think I'm going to stop it. But I really think that we're going to have a lot of fun doing some recordings. What do you guys think?
Yes.
That was an amazing interview with the girls. I'm super excited. They're super excited. I'm so glad I was able to have this dialogue with the girls. I'm happy to share this journey with you guys. It's always good to ask those tough questions and get feedback from the very people who actually are experiencing it themselves. Me, having grown up in foster care, I definitely understand how they feel. I definitely understand the emotions that come with everything that they are going through. We should always have a safe space for our kids to be able to tell us if we're doing a good job or if there is something that we could work on and do better at. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to From Foster Care to Foster Mom podcast. This is definitely one of many. Please feel free to email me with any questions or topics you wish for me to speak on. You can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram at From Foster Care to Foster Mom. And until next time, keep your head to the sky.